from tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Saturday afternoon, July the 5th, 2008. Joe McGee is the speaker of this service, teaching on soul ties. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You can have soul ties with the dead through touching the dead, kissing the dead. One thing God showed me about my eye, my daddy had a bad left eye. And last year, he had a cornea transplant in his left eye. Well, after he died in March is when all this started with me. Now, I didn't touch my daddy when he died, but I was in the same house he was in. And, you know, demons will leave and go to the kid most like them. That happened to be me. And the other day I was out walking, and the Lord showed me that the soul tie with my daddy and being in the room when he died opened me up to this left eye problem, because I had judged the doctor, I had judged him, and he was a lifelong Democrat, but he really was a Republican that thought he was a Democrat. Because he was very conservative. And so when he went to have this cornea surgery, I told my sister, and of course my sister, you know, they just kind of put up with me. I said, Nala, I hope he gets a cornea of some dead person. I said, he could get their necromancy spirit. And she said, oh well, maybe he'll get a Republican cornea. You know what? We shouldn't be Republican or Democrat. We should be Christian. And right now there's not a whole lot of difference in any one that's running. Anyway, we can have soul ties through grief. A little girl asked me to pray for her. And she had been crippled in her ankle. She had her ankle all bandaged up. When I started praying for her, she started crying. She said, When I was 10 years old, said, we had this farm, and my mother married this man that was financially in debt. And she said, I had this one horse, and she said, and I had to get rid of him, and it broke my heart. I said, he didn't have a bad leg, did he? She said, yeah, he had a bad leg. When she forgave her mother, forgave her stepfather, broke soul ties with the horse, and God healed her leg. She took the bandage off. Another man, when he grew up, he used to get Charlie horses in his legs. And, Glenn, did they used to hit a Charlie horse on a horse? Did they hit it or with some kind of instrument? They did? Anyway, his uncle and daddy would hurt his horse. And his horse would get Charlie horses, and I understood him to say that he would break that Charlie horse somehow. And he sympathized and empathized with that horse, and he would get the same Charlie horses in his legs till he forgave. You see, unforgiveness binds you to whoever you've sinned with, whoever's hurt you. I shared, if somebody twists your arm and you don't deal with it, you let the sun go down on it. It's like if somebody hurts you any time by hurting your arm, for example, or punching you in the stomach or hitting you in the head, if you don't forgive them, it's like they're still stuck wherever they hit you. Through a soul tie, they're still there. You can have soul ties through looking at pornography. Jesus said, if you lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. Through piercing the ears, through body piercing. The Bible forbids piercing the body. Now, my ears are pierced, but I did this a long time before I even knew that. And so I broke soul ties with whoever pierced them. But some of these people nowadays that are calling themselves prophets have got body piercing. The Bible forbids tattooing the body. Go, if you will, to Leviticus. I believe it's Leviticus 19, isn't it, Glenn? Yes. And if you've got a tattoo, please know nobody's condemning you, but it has a cultic significance. There's a book by either a man named Sudreth or Selwyn Stevens called What's Behind the Ink, and he really does a study of the origin of tattoos. if you've had a tattoo, you need to break soul ties with whoever you've had a tattoo. In fact, I heard Jim say once he's never known anybody that was just covered with tattoos ever come to the Lord. Remember you said that? Especially this particular person that's supposed to be doing this great revival, he did this after he became a minister. In the last, you can understand it if you do it when you're lost, but you do this after you become a minister. Right. Did you hear what he said? You have a blood tie with anybody that pierces your ears or your body or tattoos you. And besides, there's an impartation. I'm looking for the scripture in is it verse 28? Okay, it's Leviticus 19:28 says, "You shall not make any cuts in your body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord." And so in case you were thinking about getting one, maybe that'll keep you from getting one so you can deal with it. You can have soul ties through your, if you're in the medical profession, you can have soul ties with your, you want to read that?
Become a slave also.
Right. Verse 6 in Exodus 21 verse 6, it says, "Then his master shall bring him into the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or into the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever."
You're bound to the person that does it.
You're bound to the person that does it. So you need to break soul ties. Well, God knows. In a minute, I'll just break the soul ties. I know a man who became the dentist of a mental institution here in Texas 20 years ago, probably 25 years ago. About 5 years ago, his wife called me and she said, "You remember when you told my husband to be sure and break soul ties with his patients?" She said, he used to teach Sunday school. He used to sing. He can't even sing anymore. After being the dentist of a mental institution for 20 years, she said he's walking like his patients. He's into Star Wars and internet pornography through soul ties. You see, there's a transference. And you know, you need to even break soul ties with whoever cuts your hair. I recently told the lady that does my hair, I said, you know, she was having back problems. I said, "You need to break soul ties with your customers every day because many of them come in here with back problems." You can have soul ties through looking at movies. You see, the Word of God is seed and you're a spiritual garden. You can plant in your spiritual garden the Word of God. And the boys that shared last night, I don't think I've been as impressed with two young men for many, many years, except my grandson. I have a grandson like that too. But the Word of God is seed, and words are seed. Any word that contradicts this is a seed too. You sit and watch movie after movie after movie, television, and it's planting seeds down in your spiritual garden. And if you're watching lust, guess what kind of plant comes up? Lust. Right? One thing I do, and I recommend this, I play since 1992, I play the Word of God as loud as I can play it so I can still hear it. Now, in my word studies, I'll share this, I wasn't praying about my ears. I didn't think anything's wrong with my ears. I was playing these Bible tapes on 72, and I'm playing them on 54 now. But you know, I had something wrong with my ears and didn't even know it. I got my ears healed out of all of this. Hallelujah. So, through rock music. And let me tell you, brain-pounded music, even if it's got Christian words, it's not Christian.
Amen.
Bill Gothard, if you've ever been to a Bill Gothard meeting, he says, if the music does not have a melody, it's not of God. If it gets all out of sync, boom, boom, boom. One night I was watching this revival of, I think it's of demons, but even the guy that was playing the drums had to put earmuffs on. It was so loud. I thought, and they call that worship? Help me, Jesus. I love music here, and it's not because of my age. I like music with a melody. And so don't be deceived thinking that just because it's got Christian words. In fact, Bill Gothard gives this illustration. He said that he talks about some missionaries that were over in another country and their kids were playing Christian rock. The natives come out of the jungle and they say, why are you letting your kids play music that calls forth evil spirits? And the missionary said, well, these are Christian words. But you see, when everything's out of sync and there's no melody and you can't hear the words or hear the melody, it's not of the Lord. Satan was in charge of the music before he got kicked out of heaven. You can have soul ties to people that give you drugs and alcohol, sell you drugs and alcohol, giving blood, taking blood. One lady I know who's in the medical profession was having heart problems. And she was having all these tests on her heart. And as I began to minister to her, she had soul ties with her patient. She works on a coronary heart floor of a hospital in Tyler, Texas. And she was having all the symptoms of a heart attack because she had given some patients that were having heart attack mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You're supposed to use some kind of a little thing you put in where she didn't have that. And so she was having all the symptoms of a heart attack. And I want to say this, and it's not to condemn you, but if you've got a physical problem and you run to the world, now not only do you have a spiritual root to it, now you've got a breach in your body that's got to be dealt with through a soul tie. So we've all had medical, but you need to break soul ties with anybody that cut your body, that anesthetized you, that gave your blood, took your blood. I've had people say, I never had an anger problem until I had a blood transfusion. I know a lady who had a liver transplant, and she was never suicidal till she found out the person whose liver she got committed suicide. One night I was watching Discovery, I was switching channels, and I got on the end of a Discovery program where they were doing this surgery on this lady. And after the surgery, she wondered why all of a sudden, I don't know what body part it was, but she was getting somebody's body part, because I just got the tail end of it. And all of a sudden, she liked rap music and she liked the hip-hop dance. So she began to be curious to find out whose body part she got, so she began to investigate, and she traced it to an 18-year-old African-American boy. Oh, and she kept having a sensation that something was exploding in her face. And so she traced it to a 19-year-old African boy who loved rap music and who loved a hip-hop dance, and he killed himself by shooting himself in the face. There's another story, and somebody gave me the true story the other day on the internet, but this lady got somebody's blood, had a blood transfusion, got somebody's blood. Well, the person whose blood she got was murdered, and the girl who got her blood identified the murderer with the police. Now, that's a true story. I taught this up in Iowa, and the host of that meeting gave me this article from People's Magazine, and it's just a secular article, but it says, can a new heart change your life? And I'm just going to read one of these stories. This is not entirely unheard of. Paul Odom, a corporate executive in Milwaukee law firm, received the heart of a 14-year-old boy who had been killed in a truck accident in 1993. On Odom's first post-surgery shopping trip, his wife, Peggy, was taken aback when he wandered into the candy aisle and started loading the basket with Snicker bars. He never liked candy before that. Peggy says of her husband, now 70, Bill also became an avid outdoorsman, given to kayaking, cross-country skiing, and cycling 25 miles at a stretch. I wouldn't be surprised, says Peggy, 69, if he wanted to try parachuting next year. And this girl here hated Mexican food until she got a body part. Whoever she's body part she got loved Mexican food. Now, there's more to that than I understand, but we've all been to medical, but we need to break soul ties with anybody who touches you. When you sign that little thing at the hospital, you're giving them unlawful authority over your body. So now you have two problems, really. If you go medical, you better find the spiritual root to it. Because if you don't, for example, if you don't find the spiritual root, you go to medical and it's a tumor, it'll just grow back. It doesn't solve anything. So you have two problems now. You have the tumor that came back, plus you have to deal with the soul ties with the medical. Because going into a hospital atmosphere, people die on those beds. You're in a death atmosphere. The Bible says that when somebody dies in a room, that room's unclean for 7 days. I can visit somebody sick in the hospital and out on the parking lot break soul ties and get delivered right out on the parking lot. So if you do go the medical route, be looking for the spiritual route to it. Because if you don't, you're not solving one thing, because the Bible says that sickness is a curse. Hello? Sickness is a curse, Deuteronomy 28. It's a curse. And then Proverbs 26 says a curse without a cause cannot light. And so if I'm under a curse, there has to be a cause. There has to be a cause for these eye problems. 20 years ago, I started repenting over eye scriptures 20 years ago because I didn't want to have the diagnosis my mother and father had. Well, all of a sudden, I get the diagnosis. And I'm thinking, well, I've been repenting for 20 years over my eyes. So what I said, okay, I broke generational curses. There must be something about my life, some sin that I'm committing that my mother and daddy committed because the curse didn't get broken. And it was the hardness of the generational hardness of heart. It was the pride thing. And so there's a reason why you have what you have. Look for God's answers. If you go to the world or you don't go to the world for answers, the answer is right here in the Word of God. The Bible said He sent His Word to heal you. Okay, you can have soul ties, and I'm just going to give you some scriptures, and we're going to pray. Laying hands on anyone too suddenly. 1 Timothy 5:22 says you'll receive their sins. Luke 6:40 says you become like your teacher. Is your name Robert? David. Is it Dave? When he was sharing last night, when you watch TV, you're letting the TV train your kids. And Jesus said, after a man is fully trained, he becomes like his teacher. So, that's not a good teacher for your children. Inappropriate touch, controlling other people, looking at pornography, abortion. If you ever promise you'll never be like so-and-so or so-and-so, you ever done that? Oh, goodness. One girl said, pray for my foot. I said, what's wrong with it? She said, I don't know. I said, does your mother have this? She said, no. But my mother-in-law does. And I said, well, how do you feel about your mother-in-law? She said, I love my mother-in-law. I said, do you ever want to be like her? She said, yeah. I said, well, you are. Another girl came up and she said, oh, I got something in my eye. Pray for my eye. I said, have you ever judged anybody? She said, my mother-in-law. I said, how do you feel about your mother-in-law? She said, I don't like her. I said, who does she remind you of? She said, my mother. So I led her to forgive her mother and her mother-in-law. Prayed for her, broke soul ties. She went, oh, it's gone. You know the floaters in your eyes? That was one thing that they said I had, and I break that curse. I don't have what they have. But floaters in your eyes, oh, dear God, look, how many you judge people? There are logs in your eyes is what they are. Oh, God, I don't know if y'all have been like me, but I've been misjudged. Oh, God. I've had much discipline over that. And I thank God for it. Inordinate affection for animals, joining yourself with a harlot, you become one with her. Joining yourself with unbelievers, you become one. God says don't do it. Making idols out of your friends, children, people, parents, you become like your idols, evil companions. And I remember what Robert said last night. His mother was his wise. He said, she wouldn't let us hang with the wrong kind of friends. I wouldn't let my kid. I tried not to let my kids. My oldest one submitted. The youngest one did things behind my back. One time we were in church and he was misbehaving. He was 4 years old and I was in the back of the church. And he was on the other side of the building misbehaving. And he must have felt my eyes in the back of his head because he turned around and went. Anyway, my oldest son used to say, well, Mother, why can't I do this? And I'd say, well, you just can't. And he'd say, well, you just don't trust me. I'd say, I trust you, but I don't trust other people. I said, you know what? You're just a little twig now. And I said, the wind can blow you over. But when you're a strong oak tree, nobody can blow you over. And I tell you, he is a strong oak tree. Praise the Lord. no compromise with the world. And so it says in Proverbs, turn to Proverbs 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm or be destroyed, King James says, New King James. In Corinthians, it says, evil companions corrupt good morals. When you make idols out of people, you become like your idols. Idols don't see, they don't hear, they don't smell, they don't walk, they don't talk. You can, through violating someone else's conscience, through hanging with, associating with adulterers. The Proverbs 22 says, don't associate yourself with an angry person unless you become like him. It says you're not to even eat a meal with a so-called believer who is sexually immoral, who's an idolater. It says, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5:11, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he should be a sexually immoral person, covetous, idolater, reviler. A reviler is to abuse people with words, a drunkard, a swindler. Don't even eat a meal with such a one. Much less let him be your prophet. Hello. Okay, stand up and let's ask the Lord to show you who you have soul ties with. We all have them. And even after today, you take these principles and continue breaking soul ties. It's kind of like a mechanic. He gets his hands greasy, and then he's got to go and take this stuff and wash his hands and clean himself up. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that makes me free. Lord, bring faces and names into my mind of people I have an ungodly soul tie with. In Jesus' name. And then just repent of everything you've done with those people. And then when you're through, sit down and then we'll just do deliverance. And if you didn't have if your daddy's never been there, forgive him for not being there and ask God to come and be your glory and your father if you've not already done that. Don't sit down until you're through repenting. Sometimes people sit down because everybody else is sitting down. And the Lord will show you people. He still shows me people, and I've been teaching this forever and ever. You know, you've been bitter towards somebody, you become like who you judge. If you're angry towards somebody, it's like they're hanging around your neck through a soul tie. Any person you're bitter toward, angry toward, holding unforgiveness toward, connects you to them.
Well, that's okay. I laughed because I said I cut and I felt it break.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. If my son, he told me, he said, Mom, I've had sex with so many men in New York City. He said, if I met them on the street, I wouldn't recognize their faces. Well, if he had sex with 1,000 people and 1,000 of them had AIDS, he'd had to break soul ties. And we didn't know that then. He'd had to break soul ties with 1,000 different people because he got the AIDS of whoever he had had sex with. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. And just pray with me. Lord, in Jesus' name, I forgive my daddy for not being there. I forgive him that he was not my glory. I had no conversations with him. No love. No acceptance. And Lord, I forgive him. I forgive him for not being my glory. Now, Lord, I lift my hands to you, and I say you're the greatest Father, and you're the greatest glory, and I ask you to come and be my glory. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I forgive my dad that he left me an unrighteous inheritance. And, Lord, I forgive my daddy. This is the ladies pray this with me. I forgive my daddy if he did. And everybody pray so nobody would feel singled out even if it doesn't apply to you. It could apply generationally. Lord, I forgive my daddy that he wanted a boy. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I forgive him for speaking words over me that I'll just have to be his boy. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I break soul ties with his familiar spirit. And I cut and sever every cord of control linking his soul to mine. I call back my soul and spirit from him. I send back his soul and spirit to him. I exchange his image for the image of Christ. And Lord, I forgive my daddy. Now the guys, well, you can, girls too. I forgive my daddy that he never bonded to me. Or that I never bonded to him. I forgive my daddy that I only had a mother to bond to. And Lord, I picked up her familiar spirit, her feminine characteristics. And Lord, I thank you for my mother. And I break soul ties with my mother. I cut and sever every cord of control linking her soul to mine. I call back her soul, my soul and spirit from her. I send back her soul and spirit to her. I exchange her image for the image of Christ. Now I cast out the spirit of daddy. I cast out of the girls. I cast out the spirit of mother from the men in Jesus' name. I cast out the familiar spirit of mother. I cast out the familiar spirit of daddy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I forgive my mother and father if they conceived me illegitimately. I break curses of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for fornication, sexual sin, homosexuality, bestiality, adultery. I forgive my family for controlling me. I forgive anyone who incested me or molested me or raped me or put me through rituals. Lord, forgive me for touching animals inappropriately. And Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus for letting animals touch me inappropriately. Forgive me for piercing the ears that would make me a slave forever. Lord, I put that under the blood of Jesus. Forgive me for tattooing the body, setting my eyes on evil, going to the world for answers, sowing demonic seeds from music and movies into my spiritual garden. Lord, forgive me for buying and selling drugs and alcohol. And I forgive those who've given me drugs and alcohol. Forgive me for giving drugs and alcohol to people. Lord, forgive me for giving blood and taking blood. Lord, forgive me for vowing I'll never be like so-and-so. Or I will be like so-and-so. Forgive me for judging, holding unforgiveness and bitterness and empathy and fantasizing. And Lord, I forgive every person who's ever touched me in an inappropriate way. And forgive me for every person I've ever touched in an inappropriate way. Forgive me for just letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry lay hands on me. Forgive me for letting demonic teachers teach me. Forgive me for having no interest in the Word of God. You know, if you reject your daddy's word, you'll have a hard time being in the Word. One of the roots to prayerlessness is your mother or daddy never talking to you. So, Lord, I forgive my mom and dad for never talking to me. And forgive me for rejecting their word. Forgive me for inordinate affection for animals. Joining myself with a harlot. Violating your word. Joining myself with unbelievers. making idols out of my friends, out of myself, out of other people, out of my parents, out of my mate. Forgive me for evil companions. God, forgive me for compromise, associating with adulterers, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I cancel every contract that I've ever signed to a hospital or a doctor that's given them unlawful authority over me. In the name of Jesus. Now I just break, I take the sword of the Spirit and I cut every ungodly soul tie in Jesus' name. I just command every spirit that would not confess Jesus Christ as Lord, leave now. I command sickness, distress, disease, AIDS, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, all spirits that came in through sexual sin, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of defilement, pray with me. Lord, cleanse me by the blood of Jesus from all defilement. Praise you, Lord. Out in the name of Jesus. Perverse spirit, out in Jesus' name. I break your power. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. All femininity in men has to go. All female demons working in men has to go. All masculine demons working in women has to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to give them a spiritual shower. All spirits of adultery and fornication, spirits of slavery that came in through tattoos, through piercing the body. We break soul ties with every person who's pierced our body in the name of Jesus. All spirits that have come in through false prophets. All spirits that have come in through anger, unforgiveness, hatred, malice, perversion, sensuality, seduction, yearning for a man's love, out. Yearning for a woman's love, out. Lust has to go in Jesus' name. Praise you, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life. You have to go now in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. All spirits of sorrow, I bind up their broken heart. All spirits of dishonor and shame and rejection that came in through divorce has to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hatred for women has to go. Hatred for men has to go in Jesus' name. We break your power. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you, mighty God. What a mighty God you are. All unclean spirits have to go in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. All unclean spirits has to go. Sorrow, sadness, broken heart has to go in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power. Filthy, unclean spirits have to go. Spirits that came in through TV and movies, out. We break soul ties with movies. We cut and sever all soul ties with pornography. We break your power. All demons in the eyes have to go. All the demons in the private parts have to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you. Lord, I ask you to cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you, mighty God. Broken heart has to go in Jesus' name. Shame. I take off all the shame in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to clothe them with robes of righteousness. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, Lord, I receive your love. I ask you, Lord, close your eyes. I ask you to tell me what you think of me. And Lord, I forgive my daddy and mother that they had never nothing nice to say. I forgive them that they didn't communicate with me. They always hurt me with evil words if they did. And Lord, would you tell me what you think of me? And I ask you, Lord, to give them a revelation of your love, of the Father's heart and the Father's love. Lord, I just command pain to leave every heart. The pain that would drive people to addictions. Out! In Jesus, the pain that would drive a person to sexual sin. Go! The lie that sex is love. Go in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Strengthen hands that are weak and knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame will not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Did I say, Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Lord, I ask you to bless the food, purify, sanctify, bless Tammy, bless all the workers in the kitchen, bless Kevin, bless Patty, bless Glenn, Dr. Noel. Oh, Lord, bless this camp. And, Lord, we ask you to keep Glenn around for many, 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 many more years in Jesus' name. Amen. And my friend Joyce Green is going to be with the Lord. So let's pray the Lord either raises her up and heals her or takes her quickly so she doesn't have to suffer. Lord, we lift Joyce before your throne. We thank you for this great lady that loves you with her whole heart. And God, we just lift her before your throne. And Lord, we want you to heal her. We ask you to heal her. But God, if you're not going to heal her, don't let her live like a vegetable. Take her quickly, Lord. We commend her to your bosom. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you more peace.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.